Blog Talk Radio. Mount up with mountain. prayer and didn't realize I was on mute. Mercy. Father, which art in heaven, you heard the prayer that I prayed, and I was on mute, Father. And Sister Barnaby was on, and she didn't hear me. So, Heavenly Father, I pray that you put her back on and that she can give her a testimony and she can also pray. So now let me read this scripture, and I will open the line for my sisters and brothers. Amen. And I'm sorry, I was on mute, and I was praying and didn't realize it. So I'm reading the Book of Wisdom, and I'm reading chapter 8. It says, wisdom reached from one end to the other mightily, and sweetly do she order all things. I love her and sort her out from my youth. I desire to make her my spouse. I was a lover of her beauty, in that she is covered with God. She magnifies her nobly. Yea, the Lord of all things herself loves her, for she is private to mistress of knowledge of God, and a lover of his work. If riches be possession to be desired in this life, what is riches than wisdom? What work all things? And, okay, hold on. I believe Sister Powell is trying to call me because, hold on, sister, and let me just let her know I'm on. Just give me just a second. Amen, amen. Okay, my sister, I will open your line. And I just got a few more scriptures. Let me read. And it says, if prudent work, who of all that are is more cunning workman than she? If a man love righteousness, her labor or virtue, for she teaches temperance and prudence, justice and fortitude, which are such things as men can not nothing more profit in the life. If a man desire much experience, she knoweth things of old, and she conjecture all right what is to come. She knoweth the subtle of speech, and she can expound dark sentence. She foresees signs and wonders, and the event of season that is powerful, sisters and brothers. Oh my goodness. The Bible says she foresees dark sentence. You know, sentence things that we don't understand, she can see it. And it says she foresees signs and wonders, and she even see events of season of time. You know, sisters, she can discern the storm. She can discern the season and the weather and all these things. Wisdom, that's what the Bible's talking. This word is talking about wisdom. The wisdom of God is, and he says, I love her and sought her from my youth, and I desire to make her my husband, and I was the lover of her beauty. You see, wisdom, the Bible said when we get wisdom, get understanding, and when we can do that, we will have a much better life rather than hard times. So I thank God for that wisdom. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to go and I will begin open the line for my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to open the first one that press one. Sister Barnaby, I'm going to open your line and I'm going to come back to the other one because she was here. And I'm sorry, I was on and I was praying and I was on mute. And when I realized that, I said, I was calling your name. I was talking about Sister Barnaby is here. So let me open her line. Amen. Your line is open, Sister Donnelly. You can go ahead and share.
Good night, Sister Neola. What is your name? Friday night,
yeah,
I was on the line. I opened my line. I was hearing you, but I did not hear you call my name.
Yes, I did. You were hearing me?
Yes, I was on the line Friday night. I didn't hear you call my name at all. So.
Oh no, Friday night, I didn't. Friday night, I wasn't on. That was Sister Carla. It wasn't me. But she did call your name. I thought she opened your line. I heard her call your name Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the night I was on the line, I think it's about two nights, and my name didn't call at all. But I was listening. I was hearing what going on. So good night to everyone, and I hope you have a good day. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York, and I would like to sing my little song as usual. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So love he the world that he gave us his son. Who yielded his life an atonement for sin. And opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice, oh come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believed that one, that moment from Jesus a pardon received. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son. And give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done. And great are rejoicing to Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. And I gotta read John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you for your keeping care. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance, O God. Thank you for keeping us from we were born until this moment as we come. Nothing in our hands we bring, Lord, but simple to you we come, and worthy and holy and done. Nothing good. Please, God, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out our transgression. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God, and cover us as I am there. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our thought. And Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, lead us in the way everlasting. We are asking you, dear God, to take full control of us. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Be with our families, O God, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters. Lord, I put each and every one on this prayer line before you, Lord, along with our families, Lord, we need you. No one else we need but you, Lord. In our going out and in our coming in, you know everything. Lord, in our up and in our down, you know everything, Lord. In our sleeping and our waking, you know everything. In our walking, oh God, and whatever we do, Lord, you know everything. So, Lord, please guide us in the path of righteousness. Lord, help us to put away self and to put away pride and to look to you, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, mighty God, and make us into who you want us to be. Lord, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are nothing good. But because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. Because your compassion fail not, dear God, it is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh God, please heal the sick, please feed the hungry, please close the naked. Please open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. Wrap your loving arms around us, oh God. Please, Jesus, take full control of us. Lord, never leave us, never forsake us. Always be near us to hear us when we cry. Oh God, use our refuge and strength, our present help in time of trouble, oh God. Help us to trust in you with all our heart and to lean not unto our own understanding. But Lord, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because you will direct our path. Oh Jesus, great is your faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with you. Lord, you change us not, and your compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, you will forever will be. Oh God, help us to sing of your love, because endless praise our heart should give. You have died so that we are here, oh God. Let us sing our love to you. Oh God, our faith look up to you. O Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, now hear us as we pray, O God, take all our guilt away. Oh, let us from this day be wholly thine. Thank you for hearing, thank you for answering, O God. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. Lord, please heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Oh God, we ask you for your guidance, for your protection. Are you keeping care for your tender mercy? For everything you have been doing, oh God, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Thank you for everything. You are worthy of all the praise, Lord, for everything you have been doing, because there is nothing we can do on our own. And there is nothing we can do for ourselves or for no one, oh God. Only you, Jesus. You look down upon us and you have mercy upon us. You wash us and you cleanse us, you anoint us and you purge us, you purify us, O God, so that we are here living. So, Lord, thank you for everything you have been doing. Help us not to take it for granted, but to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that is due unto your holy name. Lord, this is the end of another day. And as we go to bed tonight, O God, we are asking you to send your holy angel to tabernacle around about us. Beat back all and right. And let your light shine so that others can see you shining to us. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, Sister Barnaby, Father, for you have been so good to us to have her here on this prayer line with us. We are so grateful. Thank you, Father. Sister Barnaby, I want to thank you for that song, Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. And I'm telling you, God is so good. And I don't know if you heard that verse I was reading, the Book of Wisdom. It was talking in chapter 8. Did you hear that reading?
No, sister.
I was on mute. I was on mute, and it was talking about the Book of Wisdom. And I'm going to read it again and I'm going to open her line next. And because what you have prayed and what you have sung, and this scripture was talking about some of it, it says, wisdom reached from one end to the other mightily, and sweetly do she order all things. I love her and sought her out from my youth. I desire to make her my spouse. Sister Tamika always say her father is her spouse, Jesus is her spouse. And I was a lover of her beauty. The Bible talking about wisdom, in that she is conversant with God. She magnified her nobility. The Lord of all things, her himself, love her, for she is private to the mysteries of the knowledge of God. And she loved and a lover of his work. If riches be possession to be desired in this life, what is riches than wisdom that worketh all things? If prudent work, who of all that are is a more cunning workman than she? If a man love righteousness, her labor or virtue, she teach temperance, she teach prudence, justice, and fortitude, which are such things as a man can have nothing more profitable in this life. If a man desire much experience, she knows things of old. She conjecture all right what is to come. She knoweth the subtle of speeches and can expound in dark sentence. She foresees signs and wonders and the event of seasons and times. Sister Barnaby, when you say praise the Lord, wisdom can foresee signs. Wisdom has wonders and events in season. Wisdom knows subtle of speech and can expound in dark senses. I'm telling you, wisdom, the wisdom of God built this earth, and he did everything. And he said he knows the things of old and conjecture all right what is to come. You see, God is he is full of wisdom. And I thank God for his wisdom. And that's why when that song say, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice, them going out to the earth. As we are here tonight, wisdom telling us that the love of God bring us together. And he rejoiced that we are singing and giving testimonies of his good pleasures. I want to thank him for that. Amen. So thank you, Sister Bonnie, for coming on and singing and praying, you know, because you have gotten that wisdom from God to be able to give him thanks, to let him know it is all his wisdom that has brought you thus far till this time in your life to show forth love. Praying for your sisters. Thank you so much for the blessing. And now I want to open the line for the next caller. So you be blessed, Sister Barnaby. We thank you once again for coming and joining and calling back, knowing that sometime that when we all mute, we mute the line because we don't want the background noise. And sometime, everyone knows now to call back or to just check on us because something is going on. So thank you so much for checking, and Sister Powell gave me a call. So thank you. And now I will open the line. I will open the line for 843. And be patient, sisters and brothers. We have time, and we're going to get to everyone. And 843-206. Can give your name and where you're calling from, and you can give your song, and you can give your testimony, and you can give your reading. So praise God, your line is open, and thank you so much for being patient.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thanking God for another day of life. I'm thanking God for everything he has provided for me and my family. I am so grateful to the Lord for another day of life. I'm grateful for everything because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the great I am. So I'm so grateful that we have the Lord on our side. And my name is Sister Tynico from Florida. And I do have a Bible scripture that I would like to read. And it's taken from Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. In that, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So I'm just thanking and praising the Lord today and always, and praying for each and every person on this prayer line. That is my prayer request, is to pray for each and every person on the prayer line, my beloved brothers and sisters. And I do have a song I would like to sing, if it's okay.
Amen. You can sing your song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to ask my permission if I had time. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Scissors of rapture, my books on my side. Angels descending, they come above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Praise the Lord, my beloved. God bless you and God bless every single person on the prayer line this evening. Thank you so much for opening my line. Sister Leola, I love you and I love you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Tynico, when you just so softly give us those words, I love you. You always give those words, I love you. And, you know, the more you say it, the more meaningful those words are. What a blessing to say, you know, those words is impressed upon many hearts when you say you love them. And as you continue to say it, people know it and they believe it. So I just want to thank you so much for putting the love in people and telling them how much they love them, because sometimes people can't say it. They don't know how to say. They just can't say, I love you. Because coming from many, many years that parents didn't tell their children they loved them. And when they begin to hear it, now people are saying, okay, sometimes they can break down and begin to say, I love you. You know, it is such powerful words to give a person when they feeling down or had a bad day, and just to give them a few words. So I just want to thank you for always encouraging and love and just sharing that three-letter words, I love you. So God bless, and thank you so much for sharing with us. And we're going to go to the next caller. And brothers and sisters, I'm asking that you share, and you can give your testimony. If you have a song, you can sing your song, because tonight we're not pushed, we're not rushed. And this time, Brother King will not come. So what we want to do, we just want to encourage prayers tonight, prayers, a song. We want to encourage like Sister Bonnie just shared her song and her prayer. I don't think she did a scripture, but we're going to open the next line, and may we allow our sisters and brothers to just share their joy what God has given them. So give me just a second. Let me open. Amen. Let me open the computer, and we're going to the next caller. We are, thank you so much, sisters and brothers, for being patient. And we open the next line. It's 985-232. Your line is open, and you can begin to share.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank him for being such a lovable God. We thank him for his son. And I just want to read a prayer. Dear Lord, we surrender our lives entirely to you. We can spread the word to all who we hear. In Jesus' name, amen. We just want to thank the Lord for all the beautiful songs we heard, prayers for, and all the words, encouraging words from our speaker. We just pumping it up early for the Lord. It was such a beautiful song. So I was enjoying them. And I was enjoying listening to the encouraging words. And I thank them for coming on. I had to set an alarm to get the prayer line. It's like I used to go to work, because I fall asleep during, forget what days it is. And just being, you know, after you meditate sometime after being with the kids, then being with them 24/7, kind of worked the nerves. But sometimes they got to go to sleep. So I thank the Lord, you know, for keeping me and keeping me straight and calm. So God, I ask the Lord to bless me and keep me. And I know my fellow members been praying for me. So I ask for prayers for everyone like family, hopping on the prayer line. I ask for prayers for Sister Powell, Mission Alex Nation, all the family and all the sick, the homeless, the ones in the nursing home, the jail, all on the corners, and all those that's homeless. We have so many homeless in Houma, Louisiana. And there's no houses, because all the houses they had was passed down with no titles, no nothing, so they can't be replaced. So the FEMA are pulling the trailers, and the people have nowhere to go. Pray, I don't know where they're going. What is them? They're just living in cars. They're living on the streets here, and thus far, So I've just been keeping them in prayer, and I just thought about raising them up in prayer on the prayer line. And all the project is for people that have homeowners. So I just like to keep them in prayer and pray for the youth and the children, you know, thus far. So God bless their Brother John.
Yes, so I'd like to say hello to everyone. It's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, it is a blessing, too. You have to be alive, and I always say that it's good to be on this prayer line so we can learn things and teach one another and make life a lot more easier, and we could make each other stronger in the word and stronger in life inside our bodies, you know, physically, mentally, and more courageous as Lord wants us to be. So I know he wants to always be as strong as we can be and courageous, you know, and even though we sometimes hesitate to do things because we'd be a little scared, but he wants us to feel the fear a little and still do it, you know. As long as you still do it, just do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Or if you don't, in his name, and I'll say in his name, feel the fear and do it anyway. Or if you don't feel the fear, it's even more wonderful, you know, if you just do it, just ignore the fear, you know, and just do it anyway. But he wants us to be strong like him, so just do our best to keep moving on no matter what happens, you know. And remember, it's always in your mind, and you know that God is there, Jesus, and everything watches over us. So, yep, keep your thoughts together. Keep yourself intact as best as you can, and go through these obstacles in life, you know, these potholes, and just keep on moving. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John. I'm so happy to hear that Brother John is always encouraging the brothers and sisters to keep, like you say, keep on keeping on, because it's nothing that you should let stop you, because that's one day this is all going to be finished, and we have to keep on serving the Lord as he has asked us. And as I hear Sister Brenda mention that the time has come for people to move out of the houses, but the people, you see, the sad thing is that people got to know it wasn't permanent for them to keep those houses. So prepare, and you have to know that one day it's going to happen. And people don't care today. People don't care where you go or how you have to live. They're going to take it. And brothers and sisters, the Bible let us know these times are coming that people don't care about you. And your house done burned now. You had place. It wasn't your fault that the storm happened. But people, some of those people had insurance. And the people then left them without anything. And so, yes, Sister Brenda, we got to pray. And pray for those people. And may God open up doors. But when God opened up a door for you, sometimes God puts some change in your hand. You got to make sure you do right with that change, because it may not hit you again. It may not happen again. Uh-huh. So when God bless you, some change in your hand, you got to do what you need to do for that time. Amen? So we just want to thank God for giving Sister Brenda wisdom, because Sister Brenda went straight and bought her a new trailer. And she did. Sister Leola used to always teach her sister to tell her what to do with her money. She can tell you herself. I used to teach my sister, you know, don't waste nothing. When God bless you, you buy you something and you have something to live in. And every time that's what she do. She don't waste. So I just want to thank God for what he's been doing. and taking care of she and John, and now the Lord is having the home built, and they are just waiting for the time God's going to finish it. So I just want to thank God for that, and thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing and what God has done for you, because God has delivered both of them. He did some miracles in their lives. So I just want to thank God for that. Amen. So we're going to go to another caller, and we're going to have prayer after and after this. Oh, we have other brothers and sisters, so let us open the line. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, I'm talking, and let me open the line. We have time tonight because we want to pray, because we don't have a speaker, but we want to pray. So many people need prayer. So
amen.
We have 857-505. We're opening your line, and you can share. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved. God is good, my beloved brothers and sisters. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Miola, I want to do a word of prayer at this moment, but let me bring my prayer request. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. Lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, don't forget to lift up Brother Javel in prayer too, because he have a demonic spirit. So please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, that the Lord will change him, that the Lord will give him a heart of flesh, Sister Miola. Just like Sister Tamiko say, leave it in the Lord's hand, and God will change him. And don't forget to pray for Anna Kay, because Sister Miola, she needs a lot of prayer too, because she have a demonic spirit too. So lift her up in prayer at this moment, because because Sister Miola, she does need a holy Bible too. And please lift up Anna Kay, because she needs a lot. She needs a lot of prayer, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are living in this last days, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, we better be serious, my brothers and sisters. We are living in this last days, because brothers and sisters, the enemy is attacking everyone. He's attacking every single one of us. But let me do a word of prayer, Sister Miola, at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. Oh, God, we give you thanks, God. We give you praise, because, God, you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. Oh, God, I want to lift up Sister Miola to you, Lord, who is the host, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Miola, God, in the mock way, Lord. We ask God to break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, Lord. Oh, God, we give you thanks, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless her husband to you, Lord. God, bless Sister Miola's husband, God. Brother Ray, Lord, bless Sister Miola's children, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola's children, Lord. Bless her family members, God. Oh, God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola's family members, Lord. Bless her family members, Lord. Allow Sister Miola, God, to do another prayer, Lord, when I am finished praying to, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless us, God. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord. We want to lift our Sister Power to you, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Power the strength, Lord. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Power, Lord, because God, you're able, God, God, to do all things, God. Oh, God, break every chain for Sister Power at this moment, God, on this prayer line, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Power, God, with your blood, Lord. Oh, God, break every chain for Sister Power, God, in the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless Sister Power, Lord. Bless Sister Lynn, Lord. Oh, God, we want to lift a Sister Lynn to you, Lord. Oh, God, allow her to come under Avilite Ministry, God, to share her testimony, Lord. God, you are so good, Lord. Bless Sister Lynn, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over Sister Lynn, God. Oh, God, we want to lift a Sister Tamiko to you, Lord, on this prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask you, God, to allow her to wait on you, Lord. Allow her to wait on you, Lord. Because, God, you are merciful, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask you, God, to wipe her tears, Lord. We ask God to wipe Sister Tamiko's tears from her eyes, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for her, Lord. We ask God to hide her, Lord. Cover Sister Tamiko, God, with your blood, Lord. Cover her, God, with your righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, we ask God to give her the strength, Lord. We ask God to God bless her husband to you, Lord. Brother Tony, God, we want to lift up Brother Tony to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for him too, Lord. Oh, God, bless Sister Tamiko's mother too, Lord. Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Dorothy, strengthen everyone, God. God, bless her mother-in-law, God, Sister Florence, Lord. We ask God to take up that stony heart of hers, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Florence a heart of flesh, Lord. Allow Sister Florence, God, to be obedient, God. Allow her to be faithful, Lord. Allow her to learn, God, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, whether it's love, joy, self-control, Lord, long-suffering, God. Allow her to say something loving, Lord. Allow her to say something kind, Lord. We ask God to go to Orlando, Florida, Lord. We ask God to why you sleep in Florida, Lord. We ask God to pass in her heart, Lord. We ask God to speak to Sister Florence, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Speak to Sister Florence, God. Speak to her, Lord, tonight, Lord. Today, Lord. Today, Lord. At this moment, God. At this time, God. Speak to her, Lord. Speak to her, Lord. Sister Florence needs you, Father. Allow Sister Florence to call out your name, God, and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, save me. Jesus, come deliver me. Jesus, come deliver me from darkness. Jesus, come deliver me from evil. God, I'm asking you, God, to allow her to open her mouth, God. Allow her to open her mouth, God, and say, victory is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to open her eyes, God. Bless us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for just offering that prayer for us. And yes, thank you. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for just blessing us and keeping, let the Lord use you. So yes, we're going to go to Sister Power. We need to open Sister Power line. Her hand is up next. And Sister Power, your line is open. And you go ahead and share.
Okay, all right. Good evening, my dear beloved, on Advent Light. And I just want to thank God for God using our people. Listen to Brother John and all the prayer requests. God is so good. God is so great. I just want to thank you all for prayer. You know, for me, I felt your prayer. I know I went to surgery. And right through the surgery, though, I know that you guys are praying. And I must just report to you all that I have a successful surgery. And God have been, who is the great healer, have been healing me daily and minutely. So I just want to give God thanks. And I also want to give thanks to God for my children, Lord, especially even those who are not here with me, but the calling and also the prayer and the sharing, you know, that they share and the caring and the nursing in which I got, I just have to say, God is so good. So everyone, you know, who are praying, yes, my church family, my Advent Light brothers and my children, my son, my daughter, everyone took a great role in doing their best. So I just want to thank God. Want to thank God for especially my dear sister Barnaby, you know, always been there, and with Sister Cancinelli, you know, they are near me and they always come and drop in looking for my sister Mobley. And I was here the other day, and what I heard my brother said to me, he said, "Boy, your brothers and sister love you so much." And I said, "You know what? I give God all the praise, because I saw God within my brothers and sisters who carry Brother Eli, you know, on the line, and, you know, calling how I'm doing Sister Lynn and everyone." So I just want to let you guys know I appreciate everything that you have done. Well, I just give you this praise report. This morning, one of my community daughters, you know, my grandchildren mother, came, and she took me to look for one of my dear brother who were in the nursing home. And that brother was a brother that we used to work together in community service outreach program and doing all the ministry in our church. Well, now he is in the nursing home. And my dear beloved, I went there. And for the first time, you know, I went there, and he was in good spirit. He was having his breakfast. I took some porridge, some cornmeal porridge, but he said he doesn't drink cornmeal porridge. I said, "Oh," I got up and I made it. Sophie made a porridge, but he said he didn't drink that. But he was eating, you know, so I know that he doesn't love porridge. So the next time, you know, I will know what to fix for him. And he was there in good spirit, my dear beloved, praising his God on his bed and letting us know that God is in control. He is not worried. But this break, actually, joy came in my heart. He said, "Sister Powell, look on my little table. He has something. A paper, a sheet of paper, and it marked Prayer Moose Mountain." He said he got this thing photocopy that he want to go to the manager of the facilities that he is, asking permission for him to go to all the doors in the building to hand out this, and I'm going to read it to you. Remember, this gentleman is well sick in the hospital, hardly can walk, but still have the love of Christ within him, still have evangelism in his heart, still love his people and want his people to be saved. He had gotten these encouraging words to let people in there who may not know that prayer moves a mountain. This is what he's read, and this prayer came from Ellen G. White, the Review and Herald, the 7th of October, 1865. So read, "Prayer moves mountain. Prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything perfectly. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpipe, the outlook is hopeless, but nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. No human relationship is too strained for God to bring about reconciliation and understanding. no habit so deep-rooted that it cannot be overcome. No one is so weak, be strong. No one is so healed that he cannot be healed. No mind is so dull that it cannot be made brilliant. Whatever we need, if we trust God, he will supply it. And if anyone is causing worry or if anything is causing worry or anxiety, let us stop rehearsing the difficulty and bring trust God for healing, love, and power. My dear, these words are so powerful, and these words are coming from a sick individual who is in the hospital, wanted still to do God's work by sharing these words of promises, these comforting words to his brothers and sisters within that facility who are sick. I will just offer a little word of prayer, and then I will close. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you that we have a loving, kind Father. We want to thank you for what you have done. You have demonstrated your character, Lord, throughout your time. And you leave your character here for us to follow your example. And because of your example, dear Lord, this evening I can look and see, despite of all situations that is affecting us, we know we have a loving God who is able to do all things. A loving God who cares, and a loving God who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I just want to thank you. I present this brother, Brother Hallin, to you this evening. Lord, as he's in the facilities, I know he have his guard around him, his guardian angel are dear with him, Lord, to allow him not to worry, but to leave his trust into your. And Lord, I have saw that he has. And now, dear Lord, we ask you, dear Father, allow that when he goes, Lord, to the manager, that they will give him consent, Lord, that he can hand out these comforting words from your lips, Lord, so that he will be able, dear Lord, to share with those who do not know you. Continue to bless the facilities and also his roommate, Lord, as I pray for him, Lord, and he accept the prayer. Lord, ask you, Lord, to keep them. And I know that my dear brother will present the word to him. So we ask you to despise the Holy Spirit in each heart and renew their mind so that they, Father, they will be able to be prayers, partner, that they can study your words. Now, dear Lord, we present this group to you. We present Sister Leola once more. We have heard the requests, the prayer requests, and the names have been called, in which we will not be calling those names again. You know all of us who are on this line, all who do a presentation live by sharing testimony and praise and giving you thanks what you have done. We present them to you. And now, dear Lord, to you, Lord, extended, Lord, our love to those out there who lost their loved ones in Morocco, dear Lord, with the earthquake, and those, dear Lord, who are recuperating. We ask you for your Holy Spirit and your healing power towards them, and also your provision for them so that they will be able to be warm, get food to eat and clothes to be put on their back, and comforting words. We also lift up those in Libya. Lord, you know everything about them and what they are going through. We present them to you. Heavenly Father, we present those under the bridge, our dear sister, Sister Brenda spoke about, dear Lord. We ask you, Father, have your own sweet way. Touch hearts of the author, those who are in authority, and allow, Lord, the love to flow in their hearts so that they will make provision for those individuals. Father, we know that the homeless and the poor is everywhere, and now we saw what is happening in this world, but we know that we have a loving God. You are able to do all things. Father, bless each one of us on this line. We lift up our children, the youth, Lord Jesus. We lift them up to you. We lift up the ministries to them, Lord. Allow them, dear Lord, to speak the truth. As you said, you love to hear when your children so settled in the truth. So we ask you, Father, for that peace that passes all understanding in the hearts of your people. Bless us and keep us tonight as we listen to your word, Lord, whether in testimony or praise or in messages, Lord, already paid, we present it to you. Pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each heart and help us to know that you love us with a compassionate love and you want us to be obedient in every way. Bless our family members tonight. Help us, Lord, that we will know that you are coming is very near, and your truth is for us to go and share with to the world. And we ask you not to let us be afraid, but help us with joy within our hearts, and we will be able to be doers of your word. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Oh, for the blessing prayers. What a blessing that God have on this prayer line. And I just want to say that when you offer that prayer for the people that's in that country, overseas, that had that big flooding, I heard on the news that was 11,000 people. That was a lot of people at one time that passed. Lord, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, as Brother Eli was saying, we got to be sincere, because it's now times, or people are, lives is being lost, not by 5 and 10, and it's been thousands of lives is losing now. And I just want to share this scripture as Sister Power has prayed for us. We have to be ready. We have to be ready, sisters and brothers. So I want to share this scripture before I go to the next, because I was reading about wisdom earlier. And I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And in chapter 9 and verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The other one says the beginning of knowledge. It changed up a little bit, but it's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the holy is the understanding. So, brothers and sisters, as we are hearing these things that's going on in the world, the Bible says wisdom. Wisdom teaches us a lot. So please get wisdom and understanding, because truly we have to be ready. And so, Sister Power, I want to thank you for that prayer. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing, and all the other brothers and sisters that come to share, and also blessing each and everyone with prayers and songs and all that God has given to you in your heart. And also, my sisters and brothers, we want to thank those that's joining us from other countries, Korea, the Netherlands and different countries. We don't know. Sometimes people looking for a word. And if the word is here on Advent Light Ministry that they get in, we just want to share Bible with them, the scriptures, and let them know that we are praying for them and that everyone that listen here, by God's grace, they get truth and the word of God, that they can read their scriptures, go back and read their scriptures for themselves. So we're going to open the next line for our brothers and sisters. We ask him, brothers and sisters, don't be shy. Let us give praise to God. Let us thank him for what he has been doing. He brought us through another Sabbath. Now we on the first day of the week, and we are on the prayer line. So if there's anyone else would like to share, let me open the line. If there's anyone else that would like to share, we're asking you to press 1. Sister Powell has given a testimony how the gentleman is in the nursing home. He's sick, but guess what? He's sharing the word of God. And because he know, once he share the word of God, God sees, he sees that strength in him. He sees that wanting to do, and God's going to give him strength to get up to go do it. So that's truly a blessing, Sister Power. And then also, Sister Power, I heard you mention we're going to have prayer for Alex in Jamaica after everyone has shared. We're going to lift that up in prayer also. You mentioned to lift Alex Nation because that young man has did a great work to build that house. And this young man from not used machine, but from brick, from one brick at a time, using shovels. And I'm telling you, and I see this house went up. It took a little longer, but this young man had used wisdom. So we just want to keep him in prayer and make God continue to bless him to do more of what we've seen. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for coming on and sharing. So let us see if there's anyone else that has pressed 1. Give me just a second and you can share your testimony. If there's anyone, I will open your line, but I see there's no one else. But brothers and sisters, we're going to go into a prayer. I'm going to offer a prayer first, and then I would like to open the line for my other brothers and sisters to pray. We have like 29 minutes, and we're going to pray, and we can, someone else, Sister Power is not really fully all yet, but let us just keep her in prayer, and we're not going to ask her to do too much. She done already prayed. So let me go into a word of prayer for my brothers and sisters, and I just want to lift up everyone on the prayer line, giving it to God, and because we know that he sees everything and he hears everything. So let the wisdom of God lead us tonight in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you once again, Father, calling upon your most holy and righteous name. Lord, it's nothing under heaven but our Savior Jesus Christ and him saved, him crucified, and saving us, Lord, and forgiving us of our sins. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the opportunity that we can come to you once again and blessing us and keeping us through this day, Father. And now, Lord, we have come to the night that, Lord, once the time we get off the prayer line, Lord, there will be a moment that we our rest for tonight again. And Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to hover over us and keep us and protect us tonight. And Lord, we're asking you to watch over us, Lord. We know that we have an advocate in Jesus Christ, whom our Savior, he keep us in prayer. He bring it to his Father, pleading and showing his blood. Oh, Father, thank you. thank you for our Savior. We thank you for your wonderful and your blessing that you bestow upon us day and night, Father. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. So, Lord, we are calling upon you to save our children, Lord. This world is wicked and getting more wicked. Lord, Father, we ask you to teach the children, Lord, Father, help them to understand, Lord, Father, salvation has come today. Salvation has allowed them, because you didn't promise us the next moment that we may live. But you have said, take no thought for the moment, but yet pray and thank God for what he have done. And also, Lord, Father, we just asking that you would have mercy on our youth, Lord, Father, especially these children, Lord, as we hear the demonic spirits so much. I hear Sister Stephanie talk about how the children have the spirit that's upon them. And when the spirit get let loose, Lord, these children have strength that nobody can control. So, Heavenly Father, I hear Sister Nicole have the same thing in the schools here in Louisiana. Lord, it's not in just one place, but it's all over, Lord. Satan is want to take control of our children. And as we have heard, Father, they say they're coming for our children. And, Lord, in telling our children the thing that they don't have to listen or believe these things that parents telling them. But Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you, Lord, take control, because parents don't even have the rights no more, Lord Father. So Lord, help our babies, Lord Father, help parents to take them out of the school, Lord, and raise and teach these children, Lord, at home, coming up with little small children, Lord. I'm asking that you give them wisdom, give them understanding, Father, that they may know what the Lord is trying to show us today. Because in the school, the children don't understand what is going on. It's just that the parents have to know. Because if God sends his word, Lord, to learn to study and to show thyself approved, because we need not to divide the word of God, but we need to lift it up and show our children, teach our children, Father. So have mercy upon these kids today, Father. And Lord, I just want to thank you for my brothers and sisters that have come to the prayer line and share. Lord, we pray, Father, for Sister Nicole and Sister Stephanie, because they are teachers out there in the school system. They are out there in that world, Lord, teaching children. And sometimes, Lord, these children need a teacher that have love. They need a teacher that have some sympathy for them, Lord. And these children don't have, some of these teachers don't care. They just there for a paycheck, Father. So please touch their heart, and Lord, and let the teachers that do love them help them, Father. And, Lord, Father, I thank you so much. I thank you, Father, that you are blessing us here still on this prayer line. We've been here, Lord, Father. And, Lord, we ask him that you continue to lead. Be with us, Lord, as we are here witnessing for you on this prayer line. I'm asking that you, Lord, help us, help each and every one of us to be that example. Lord, Father, I'm praying for Brother Rick and his daughter, Lord, Father, knowing that our children, Lord, Father, has the understanding, because they have parents that love them, and Satan want to just drag them down in the world and don't want them to hear his message, don't want them to hear the message from Christ. So, Lord, be with Jarvis and Sister Ashley, and Lord, and there's anybody else that has children that have a wayward child, Lord, Father, I'm asking that you touch that mother and those children's heart. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers. Father, I'm asking you to bless each and every one of us on this prayer line. Be with us, Lord, and touch our heart, and that we will follow you, Jesus, and hear your word and listen to you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for this blessing. We do pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to ask for another prayer, because the prayers that we are here, we are asking, I'm hoping, let me make sure I open the line. I want to make sure my brothers and sisters can hear me, because I just got a message on my phone. I'm hoping everyone can hear me. I'm going to open the line, and may God bless the next person if they can offer a prayer. Let me ask Sister Brenda to offer a short prayer. Sister Brenda, can you offer a short prayer? Are you able to offer a prayer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you can offer a short prayer. We're not doing long prayers. We're just doing short prayers for each one. So you can just offer a little general prayer.
No problem, Jordan.
Amen.
Thy name, thy kingdom come. Heavenly Father, we come today on this prayer line, Advent Light Group. We come to pray that we all born accord, thanking you for watching over us last night and waking us up. Father, we come to thank you for all you have done for us. We come to thank you. Come to ask you that you lift us up, Lord. Search our heart. Father, if anything that's not clean, Father, we ask that you cast it out. Father, we ask that you create us a clean heart. Father God, we want to thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, you've been so good to us. We just want to thank you. Father, we ask that you go and bless the Alex Nation that is in Jamaica. Father, bless us. Bless it so that, Lord, you can, whatever done in your name will never be undone. Father, we ask that you bless each and every one in Jamaica. Father, take care of the families, Lord. Make sure that they're fed and everything you see need to be fed, Lord. We ask that you take care of Sister Power on her missions and all that she has to be done and who she left in charge out there, Lord. We ask that you bless her, Lord. Bless her family out there. Father God, we ask that you touch her, Lord, where she had her eye surgery. We ask that you heal her, dear, and keep her strong, Lord. Keep her, you know her, and you know her heart. You know her ways. Father, she's our way maker, Lord. Through God, she does everything. Help us to learn, teaches us, and give us the word. Thank you, Lord, for her. Father God, we ask that you look down on that being like family. We ask that you bless us and continue blessing us. We've been on this phone, we've been on this line for years. We thank you for what we are doing and what we're going to continue to do, praising and lifting you up. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength. Lord, we fall, but you pick us back up through all your prayer. Lord, we know we fall short of the glory. We know we have sinned and fallen short, but we know that through you, through your Son, we are saved because we come to you, we pray, we repent, and we lift up and magnify your name. Father God, thank you for helping us. Thank you, Son, for saving us, Lord. Thank you for giving us all that peace and compassion to all understanding, Lord. Thank you. We just want to thank you for blessing us, Lord. I ask that you take care of each and every one of our members on this line and off the line and their families and their grandchildren and everybody else, Lord. Bless them. Father, take care of Trayvon Parish, Houma, Louisiana, where all the members are about to lose their little mobile homes and nowhere to stay, lack of understanding that they didn't do what they were supposed to. And now they're all going to be on the streets, in the cars, on the parking lot. Father, we ask that you, it's your will. You do what you need to do. You know what needs to be done, Father. We ask you to do whatever needs to be done in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you just
do your will. And we just want to thank you for all your grace and mercy. And we thank you for loving us, and we love you too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. And we're going to ask another prayer, but we thank Sister Brenda for giving us that prayer. Okay, we got one more. We got another one that this one. Praise God. We thank Sister Brenda for the prayer and also just lifting up brothers and sisters. And so God is good. So we open the next line, 518-744. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fordham, New York, and sitting here listening. Actually, I was peeling garlic when I first came on, so I didn't press my one because I was elbow deep in garlic. But the Lord gave me an awesome garlic crop this year, and I was thanking him for that. But I was just amazed by all the beautiful prayers, Sister, and I just wanted to offer another one. I was just thinking of all the different things mentioned. We're grateful that Sister Powell is doing well. She is such a rock to all of us, and just thanking the Lord that her surgery went well and that she is doing well. And I just want to just to remind my brothers and sisters to pray for me and my family. I know you have been, and I thank you, and I continue to pray for you. I wanted to offer a prayer here, Sister. This is actually a prayer that David offered in Psalm 51, and it's really fitting for this time. So I just got to offer this prayer here quickly. This is Psalm 51. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from sin. We acknowledge our transgressions and sin, and our sins are ever before us. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you shall make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins and blot out all of our iniquities, dear Lord. Create in each one of us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within each one of us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. It's such a beautiful prayer, Sister, and I just wanted to say a quick prayer besides this, Lord, and I just thank you for this prayer line and beautiful prayers we heard, Sister Powell, Brother Eli, we heard Sister Leola pray, and Lord, Sister Brenda, Lord, we just lift up each one of these dear souls, Father. And Father, I just want to remember Brother Bernard. We haven't heard from him in a while. Brother Udi, Sister Melissa, Lord, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, Lord, so many. And Father, dear Sister Leola, just pray for our children, Lord. I just want to lift up Ashley and Jarvis and any other of our children, Lord, that are going astray, Lord, that have walked away from your goodness, Lord. Please convict their hearts tonight, Lord, of your goodness to them. Lord, how much you love them, how much you want them to come to you so that you can heal them, you can cleanse them from all their unrighteousness, and you can take away their addictions, Lord. You can give them a song in their heart, a happiness, a joy that only you can give, Lord. Father, we just thank you for giving us these promises. Know that they are just beautiful, and Lord, we cling to your promises because we have nothing else. This world is wearing out. It is going through some terrible times while all those folks in Libya that have died due to flooding, with being drowned in the flood. You can't imagine the terror and the thoughts in their minds as this is happening. Oh, Lord, just pray we would be faithful in reaching out to our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, so that if their time does come before you return, Lord, that they will be ready to meet you. Lord, do not pass us by either. We are not perfect. We have faults. Lord, we are giving them to you. We are offering them up to you. We are asking for forgiveness. We are repenting of our sins, Lord, as David did in Psalm 51, Lord. We are asking you to create in us a clean heart tonight, Lord, a new, right spirit within us. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. We may go out and spread this good news, this beautiful news of your soon return to our neighbors, to our friends, to all that we need. We pray that you will continue to do this prayer line, guide, and bless each person listening, that is called in, that is prayed, that is come on tonight. And Lord, each person that has it, we want to lift up and guide us tonight, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. We just bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Thank you, Brother Rick. And I want to thank my brothers and sisters for the prayers that have been prayed. And I'm going to just read, and I want to just read one thing before we get off the line. And we're going to read Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 18. We're going to read verse 18 through 26. And it says, Proverbs chapter 8, chapter 3, and verse 18 to 26, it says, she is a tree, talking about wisdom. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath found the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace unto thy neck. Then shall thy walk in the safe in a way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thou shalt sleep, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Sorry. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to give you something. As you lie down to sleep tonight, know that it says the Lord shall be your confidant, and he shall keep your foot from being taken. So, brothers and sisters, as you lie down to go to sleep tonight, know that God is with you. So we're going to play a song, and we're going to end it there. And I just want to thank you all for coming on to Advent Light Ministry tonight, and just enjoy the songs, the testimonies, the scriptures, the prayers, and really, and that's what was needed, prayers. We really needed prayers, and we just asking that the Lord continually to be with us throughout this night. Amen. And I'm going to play a song and just let this song meditate on your heart while you go and rest for tonight. May God bless you. I love you, and he keep you. throughout this night. Amen. We're going to play this song for you to have a peaceful sleep. Give me just a second. And we are playing a song that gives give me just a second. I'm going to play Calvary. Sister Powell, she loved that song. I love that. It's, you know, some songs just have a melody that really give, when you go to sleep, and it has a peace. Hold on, I haven't gotten to it yet. Okay, here we go. God bless.